Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. It's time for Studio 435, our weekly showcase of the best live music that Chicago has to offer right here in the Allstate Showcase Studio. We're very happy to have back in studio one of Chicago's brightest up-and-coming stars, Raven Lenae. Raven is a soul R&B singer-songwriter. She was in studio with us last summer talking about her debut album, Moon Shoes. The 18-year-old performer's hitting the road with Chicago poet No Name. They're going to be at Metro this Wednesday and Thursday for two shows. But first, she's here in Studio 435. Good to see you, Raven. Thanks for being
here. Good to see you. Yeah. It's been a while.
It has. It's been a couple months. I remember, I think the last time you were in here, we were talking about, you know, your work. And now you're ready to head out on the road.
Yeah.
Talk about that experience. I mean, this is a big show, and this is one that, you know, is going to take you to a lot of different places.
Mm-hmm. I'm definitely excited because this is my first long tour. I went on another tour with this group called Han for a week. So this is my first long, super, I don't know. It's more extravagant this time. So I'm just more, I don't know. I'm trying to get my mind right before I do it. So
what does that mean? What do you mean, get your mind right?
I don't know. I'm just a super unorganized person. So this is me trying to get my clothes ready, trying to get, you know, everything else ready before I leave because there's no coming back from that point. So, yeah, it'll definitely be an experience, especially because the people I'm going with are my friends and they're people I know. So I think that makes it more... makes it easier, so I'm really excited.
Well, we're going to hear some live music tonight from you and the band that's in studio. Before we do that, I'm interested because last time we talked, I mean, you were the young age of 17. You're now 18. You had a birthday. You're still in high school. So talk about this is something that a lot of professional musicians, this is what they do. They make money by going on tour. For you to still be in high school and to make the move to go on tour, just talk about what goes into that.
Yeah. It's weird because I feel like I'm living a double life somehow where I'm still going to school, but then like... at nights and every night I'm playing a show or, you know, I'm doing, I don't know, cool things. So it's really awesome to have my peers support me as well as this, my teachers, but, yeah, they're all just very supportive and that kind of encourages me to do what I want to do, especially because I go to an art school. So that's kind of what they want you to do. They want you to take what you learn there and apply it to the outside world, which is what I'm doing.
How do they get you ready for a life that consists of going on the road?
I think it's cool because all of my music teachers do this for a living. They tour. They're actually out here doing it. So it's one thing to have teachers who don't do it, but it's one thing to have those who do, you know, so they can tell you firsthand what it's like, all the ropes, you know. So I don't know. It's really inspiring. Yeah. So I can ask them anything about that and they'll have an answer. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're heading out. I mean, you have two shows this week at Metro with No Name. Talk about, you said it's, you know, you're lucky to be able to go on the road with your friends. Talk about the community that will be on this tour, your band, No Name, the everyone is going out on the show.
Mm-hmm. So I'm very good friends with her band. A lot of her bandmates I've known for a while, and I've actually played with her music director, Kenya, who's also amazing. She's an amazing singer, songwriter, musician altogether. So I don't know. I think it'll just be super fun that way. You know, I get to travel with my friends. So I'm really excited.
So for this show, I mean, what are you planning to do? I mean, what we see at Metro is also what we'll see on stage. I mean, did you have to sort of really put in work to get that sort of that full set on? I mean, this is a full show. I mean, I don't know how much you have in terms of minutes that you get to perform, but I mean, talk about the idea of putting a set list together and getting ready to go out on the road.
I definitely had to groom my set that I already had, so we're still in the process of doing that. But yeah, I think this time around I'm just more in tune with my sound and the vibe I want to give, you know, to the audience. So me and my music director, Sam, I've been talking about who do I want to be as an artist and what do I want to leave the audience with when I leave. So I think I've been more in tune with myself in that way.
Talking with Sam about it, I mean, how much of that have you thought about in your young career? Has it just been sort of making songs and doing, I mean, at what point do you have to start thinking about what all professional musicians have to do, which is just find that connection. What are you selling?
I think it started recently, actually, because from for a while I was just, you know, doing me. But now it's like, okay, Raven Lene is a brand, not just a person anymore. So I have to switch mindsets now and apply myself that way. So it's definitely a different world, you know. I have to think twice about things, or three times, or just, you know, reevaluate myself as an artist. So it's really interesting.
All right, well, we're going to hear some music and then we'll talk about the music, because I want to talk, you know, last time we talked about, you know, how, what are your inspirations and the sort of the approach you have creatively to your music. And mm-hmm. I want to hear about how that's changed and how that's evolved, even in the short time that, you know, since the last time you were in studio. Raven Lene in studio tonight with her band. They are here in Studio 435. She's got a show at Metro on Wednesday and Thursday before they head out on the big tour with Chicago poet No Name. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back and we will get some live music in Studio 435 with Raven Lene. Stay with us. Welcome back to 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's The Download. It's Studio 435, our weekly showcase of the best live music that Chicago has to offer, right here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue, right in downtown Chicago. In studio with us tonight, very happy to have her back, Raven Lene. She's a soul R&B singer-songwriter. She was in studio with us this past summer. We talked about her debut album, Moon Shoes. The 18-year-old performer's hitting the road with Chicago poet No Name. They're going to be at Metro this Wednesday and Thursday for a show, but she's here at Studio 435 with her band. Austin Ferris is on guitar, Sam Johnson on drums, Eric Hunter on the bass, and Christopher Hallam on the keys. Here is the track Blossom Deary. Take it away, guys.
Are strumming the emptiness in the room, melting all your words and my. Tell me all them things that I am. I wish that I could speak your perfect language. I wish that we could travel to those places where we're faceless and we're nameless. Don't you crave this? I can feel the atmosphere unfolding. Just tell me if your pretty heart's worth holding. Cause I can feel the atmosphere unfolding. Just tell me if your pretty heart's. I know you wanna hear me tone down at Blossom Deary. And I try to speak to you in tongues, but you never hit to sing me right. And I seem to lose a run when we're following your stars at night. You say your lungs are never breathing right, your mother's never eating right. She said she never really won her fight. She's handing me her toys to light you up. Your fears and tribulations, they are formed into a painting. They are formed into a painting of us. As I peer across the nation, all your stars get to formation. They are more than your creation, they're love. And the rhythm of our hearts are syncopated, vindicated. Leave our doubts as they right here. Ooh, yeah. I wish that I could speak the perfect language. I wish that we could travel to those places that were faceless and were nameless. Don't you crave this? I can feel the atmosphere unfolding. Just tell me if your pretty heart's worth holding. Cause I can feel the atmosphere unfolding. Just tell me if your pretty heart's your pretty hearts, your pretty hearts, cause I can feel the atmosphere, the atmosphere is unfolding, it's unfolding. Can y'all feel the atmosphere? Can y'all feel the atmosphere? I can feel the atmosphere, it's unfolding, unfolding. Say ooh, say ooh, say ooh,
say ooh. Oh yeah! Woo-hoo-hoo! There you go. That's Studio 435 for you right there. Raven Lanae in studio with her band Austin Ferris, Sam Johnson, Eric Hunter, and Christopher Hallam. The track was Blossom Deary. She's going to be at the Metro on Wednesday and Thursday opening up for No Name. It's great. I mean, it's amazing. That was an amazing performance. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
And we're going to hear more this hour. You know, last time we talked, I mean, you talked about just how your music kind of evolves. For you, talk about, you know, not only as a songwriter, we'll get into that, but mm-hmm. just as someone who's, I mean, you know, you're a high school senior.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of your voice and how it's evolving.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just the craft. Talk
mm-hmm.
about how what you're doing to essentially grow into your voice.
Mm-hmm. I think it's always interesting to listen to my old music, not even listening to the lyrics, but my voice and how it has matured over, you know, the span over a couple months mm-hmm. or a couple years. And I don't know. It's just, you have to work. Like, people always ask me, how does that happen? The voice is a muscle, just like anything else. You have to exercise it as such. So I'm always amazed at how you can develop that way in such a short amount of time when you're working it. But yeah, and also with my songwriting now, I try to cater to that part of my voice. So ranging from the lowest part of my voice to the highest to make myself work harder when writing.
Do you find yourself, you know, being able to work on parts of your voice that you didn't know you had before? Like, I mean, are you finding different registers and different ways that you sing that you're like, this is new, and you're going with it and you're writing towards it?
Definitely. You know, I don't even do it on purpose, but most of the time when I write, it's in the morning. You know, in the morning, you can sing super low. You're just so I always write super low in the morning. Then I go to my studio session, like, later on. I'm like, why did I write this low? But I force myself to get there, you know, because I can obviously do it, you know. It's just putting it in my mind that I can do it, you know. So I don't know, I try to stretch it that way.
Talk about the experience of playing with this live band. You know, for you, I mean, you've written a lot of stuff and you've been able to put it together, but mm-hmm. the idea of going out on tour and playing with the guys you got behind you,
mm-hmm. man, it's one thing to record to a song and not having live instruments, but when you bring it to life on stage, it just feels much warmer and real. So I always like playing with them because, I don't know, we have a sense of where we want to go with the songs and how we want to bring beauty to it or bring it to life. And I think we do a pretty good job at that. So, yeah, I enjoy performing.
How much does it take? I mean, are you guys together? What does it take weekly for you guys to be able to put a set together to go out on the road?
It takes a lot of late nights. Literally, after we leave here, we're going to
Eric's
rehearsal.
Rubbing his eyes over here.
After we leave here, we're going to rehearsal. So it takes dedication and lack of sleep. You just have to get over it.
That's good. Raven Lanae in studio with us tonight, Studio 435. She is heading out on tour. She got a show at Metro this Wednesday and Thursday. All right, so let's get a track in before the news. What else do you got? What are you going to play here?
Let's do Everything Above.
Everything Above?
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound good, guys? You guys ready on that? Good. Everything Above, Austin Ferris, Sam Johnson, Eric Hunter, Christopher Hallam, the band with Raven Lanae. They are playing, opening up for No Name on tour, but they're also going to be playing at Metro this Wednesday and Thursday. The album, the debut album we talked about this summer is Moon Shoes. Here is Raven Lanae.
you ever seen a night like this? If you know that all these things exist. You are going when all them signs are showing that it's true. When not the only ones says everything above it's done. If you thought that we were not the only ones, it's done. In this moment, there's no questions or no lessons. It's done. If you thought that we were not the only ones, it's done. In this moment, there's no questions, no lessons. It talks about where we came from. I don't know what to choose. Well, I'd rather not talk about it. I'd rather not, cause they can tell me this and that, and riff and raff, and they don't know I do. But I say blah, 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 blah. But in this moment, there's no pull or tug. In this moment, but in this moment, there's no pull or tug. In this moment, I say everything above. If you thought that we were not the only ones, it's done. In this moment, there's no questions, no lessons, it's done. If you thought that we were not the only ones, it's done, it's done, it's done, it's done, it's done.
I love it. Studio 435, Raven Lene and her band in studio tonight. The 18-year-old performer hitting the road with poet No Name. She's going to be at Metro this Wednesday and Thursday night. Her band, Austin Ferris on guitar, Sam Johnson on the drums, Eric Hunter on the bass, and Christopher Hallam on the keys. Wow, much, much more. We'll get another song out of you guys after the news here. It's tremendous, tremendous stuff.
Thank you.
And I want to talk, you know, when we come back, let's talk about the community as well. Because mm-hmm. there's so many great artists, R&B soul artists, who also are doing hip-hop work in mm-hmm. this town. I mean, it is just blowing up, and you're a big part of that. So we'll talk more with Raven Lene about her music, and we'll hear some more here on Studio 435. Thank you, Rob. Studio 435 here on 720 WGN. Tonight, live music from Raven Lene. The soul R&B singer is going out on tour with the Chicago poet No Name. They're going to be at Metro this Wednesday and Thursday. Where does that, is that the kickoff for the tour?
It is the kickoff.
The kickoff.
It is.
Wow,
you have to start it right.
You had to start in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. Where do you guys go next?
Oh, where are we going? Is it Milwaukee?
You're just hitting the...
Madison.
So is the idea just pack up the van and go? Is that kind of thing? Are you at the point, are you at the point now where you're just like, I'll fly and the band can drive?
Actually, okay. So no. For the closer states, I'm flying. I mean, yeah. I'm driving. But then for the farther yeah. ones, I'm definitely flying.
You're not ready for that.
Yeah, I wish I could just snap and be there, but. That's not a thing yet.
You got to get that rock and roll. This is your first big tour. You
yeah.
got to get that rock and roll feel. You got
to
get
right,
a,
you're right.
a broken down van. Yeah.
Exactly.
Raven Lene is here with her band. Austin Ferris, Sam Johnson, Eric Hunter, Christopher Hallam are in studio. I keep mentioning the album Moon Shoes,
mm-hmm.
and we talked about that. What's the where are you at with music? I mean, are you recording? Are you thinking about new music? Because that was the because you had done Moon Shoes off of the EP, made it the full length.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing now?
Now I'm working on another short project called Midnight Moonlight. It's to be released sometime this month. Tentatively. I go back and forth with myself a lot, so I think it's this month though. I'm really excited about new music. I think everyone else is too. I'm just trying to polish everything up beforehand.
For you, I mean, because you've done your own material.
Mm-hmm.
You've also guested, you know, mm-hmm. in the way that you'll feature on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, talk about that. I mean, you have found yourself in a position where you can be both a sort of soul singer who does your own tour and then also be able to collaborate with the hip hop community here in Chicago.
Yeah.
Talk about that. Talk about the idea of collaborating with music that isn't necessarily the music that you're producing. Now.
I think it's super important for you not to box yourself in and say, oh, I only do soul music and I would never, you know, because there's so many opportunities out there and so many great artists that I would never want to limit myself that way. And I don't know. I learn from them all the time, you know, even if it's not my taste of music, I'm still learning from them. I'm looking at their technique. I'm looking at their cadences, you know, all of that I keep in mind and I note. So I think it's an experience. Whenever I work with someone else, I learn something and I take away from it.
Chicago has a tremendous hip hop community.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see maybe on a national stage. We'll see next week with the Grammys, you know, Chance
I know,
the Rapper. But
it's crazy.
Even beyond that, I mean, you've seen so much with the Save Money Crew and the hip hop MCs that are just getting national attention.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a groundswell of artists like yourself that are doing things. A lot of women singers in Chicago that are creating a name for in this sort of, I guess, a genre that you would call soul.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think right off the bat of Jamila Woods mm-hmm. and Erica Allen Kane. Like, there just seems to be a real sort of groundswell. Do you feel that?
I do feel it, especially in the lady community. I think that a lot of us, we stand together in Chicago, and it's really funny because we have this, like, unspoken sisterhood because it's only a couple of us, so we try to stay tight together, you know, and we definitely support you. We go to each other's shows, we even hop on each other's songs. So I think it's really important, and I'm so glad you brought that up. I made a tweet the other day saying, like, hey, us girls are doing it too, you know, like
mm-hmm.
you know yeah. So
no, but I mean, it is something, because it, you know, I'm trying to think, because we had on the show, Jeremiah came on, mm-hmm. which was awesome. And I think about even R. Kelly before that. I mean, there's a, and you go even back into the 60s with the Impressions and band, soul has been an art form, a genre in Chicago that is almost unprecedented. I mean, you can get a lot out of Philadelphia, New York and California as well, but it feels like Chicago, there is a connection mm-hmm. to this kind of music in this town.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that?
I definitely agree. I think Chicago has formed its own sound. I think if I were to hear something and I was tested on where it's from, I would know off the bat, oh, that's Chicago. Just because I feel like we've developed, you know, that sense of character and, yeah, culture.
To be such a young artist, I mean, do you pay attention to the people who came before you? I mean, are you thinking about the artists, the soul artists that were here decades before you?
Yeah, I take a lot of inspiration. I watch a lot of interviews. I watch a lot of old shows. But I try to stay away from pulling too much. I take it with a grain of salt because I am my own person at the end of the day. And I don't know. I would much rather take inspiration from things that don't necessarily, have character or life and combine it to make a story or to make a painting, you know, with words. Mm-hmm. So whether it's the sky or sun or a flower, I like to say things like that that can be perceived in any way. So me taking something from it would not be copying or,
right.
you know,
you're inspired by it.
You're inspired
right,
by it. So
right.
yeah, that's me.
You know, we're talking with Raven Lene here in Studio 435. We're going to get one last track from these guys right after the break here. You know, it's interesting because we talked about Chicago and we talk about its impact. You know, you, as you talked about earlier, and even this hour, talk about having to go from artist to brand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you get it's just fun to even today when I've already interviewed you. So I was mm-hmm. like, okay, well, I got to listen to stuff again. Mm-hmm. And I went and I Googled around and I was like, God, from the promo shots to the interviews to whatever. I mean, there's definitely another side of this business. It's not just the music.
Yes.
It's what you have to do to promote the music, which you're doing right now. Talk about that. Talk about like being prepared to sort of be a spokesperson for yourself.
Mm-hmm. My manager told me that making music is like 20% of it, and the rest of it is all business, you know. And that's never been so true. Now I'm seeing that, you know, it's all business, you know. So me making music is just a small percentage of it, and I'm starting to realize that, and I'm starting to get a grasp of that side of it, you know. I think it's important for me to know what's going on and for me to be hands-on with that part of it as well, because I feel like it all works together. If the business is off, the music is off. The music is off, the business is off.
You said you were, you know, you go to an arts high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, is that part of the curriculum there, where they recognize that you're getting you ready for a professional career mm-hmm. in the arts? I mean, is some of it about sort of dealing with some of the things that are outside of the actual mm-hmm. art form?
My junior year of high school, I took a class called Professional Development, which focused solely on that. Being an artist, touring, you know, managing your money, managing yourself. So I'm really happy, because around that time is when stuff started to pick up for me. So I'm reading this stuff like, okay, how can I apply this to myself? And it just all really made sense. And it kind of put my head on my own shoulders about my brand and my business.
Raven Lene is in studio with us tonight. Her band is here as well. All right, so we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll get one last live track here for Studio 435 with Raven Lene. Stay with us. All right, welcome back to 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's time for Studio 435. We're wrapping up our weekly showcase of the best live music Chicago's got to offer right here in our Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue. It's nice out tonight, too. There's actually people on the street for once, and they're going to treat tonight. Raven Lene, the soul singer-songwriter, is in studio talking about her show that she's got at Metro this Wednesday and Thursday. She's opening up for the poet No Name, Chicago poet No Name. In studio with her band, Austin Ferris playing guitar, Sam Johnson on drums, Eric Hunter on bass, Christopher Hallam on keys. Here is the final track tonight called Free Room. Take it away, guys.
Shake your thighs in a room full of fallen hope and tainted skies. The eyes you think you shake your thighs in a room full of fallen hope and tainted skies. I run out of stuff, so I don't know what to do. You walk until you find the things you thought you knew, but you don't know me anymore, anymore, anymore. You don't know me anymore, anymore, anymore. I run until I find my lungs. You had a clue. You walk until you find the things and me you thought you knew, but I don't know you. So there's zero judgment, there's a free room. You don't know me anymore, anymore, anymore. Oh, oh, oh. You don't know me. Know me anymore, anymore, anymore. You think you're running away, yeah. You think you're getting away, yeah. Way, yeah. You think you're running away, yeah. You think you're getting away, yeah.
Chicago, yes, Studio 435, Raven Lene. You can check out her album Moon Shoes, which is everywhere you can find on SoundCloud, also streaming sites. The 18-year-old performer is hitting the road. She's going to be performing with Chicago's No Name. They're going to be at Metro to kick off the tour Wednesday and Thursday. Also going to be with the band Austin Ferris, Sam Johnson, Eric Hunter, and Christopher Hallam. What a great performance. I can't thank enough for
you.
Great to see you, and congrats on all your success. And you got to continue to come back here.
I know, right? Let's make this a thing.
I love it. I am blown away by your talent, man. You are
an
amazing talent. Chicago's lucky to have you.
Thank
Raven
you.
Lene and the band in studio tonight. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.